Hi, my name is Joe Hancock, founder of His Vessel Ministries, and your host for Becoming His Vessel podcast. I often say in this thing called life, I may not always get it right, but my heart is to get it right. So my heart's desire is that this would be a resource for me as well as you, that we would be formed by God's Word, filled with Father God, and just poured out for His glory, truly becoming His vessel. Are you or have you been in a situation where you need to make a decision? You need to know the right thing to do. Everything appears right. But let me help you today, taking you back to Genesis. Before you take the bite, evaluate what may appear to be right and what may appear to be good. Is it truly good? I want to read for you the word. And listen, if you have a paper and pen, I encourage you to get it out, get it ready. If you're driving in the car, if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking dinner, you don't have time to write right now, I beseech you, go back when you've got some time to make some notes, because I believe this will help us. I want to read Genesis 3. I want to take us back to the garden when the serpent tempted Eve, and of course Adam was tempted himself. I want to precede what I'm saying with the Word of God. Of course, we know that Adam and Eve, they were created. Adam was put in the garden, and he was instructed by God, you're to tend and keep the garden. Adam and Eve both were instructed in this garden what trees they could eat from, but they were specifically instructed, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the consequence was, if they did, you shall surely die. So, beginning in chapter 3, Scripture says, now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. Now before that, they were clothed. Clothed in God's glory, the way God made them, but now they're naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin clothes. In other words, they wanted to cover up this nakedness. And verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. See what happened to Adam and Eve? God created them, put them in the garden in a glorious surrounding so that they could be with God, created them in His glory. What? In His image is what He said. And they were to enjoy what God created. But here comes along the serpent, the enemy, to deceive them, and deceive them by dangling things in front of them that appealed to, obviously, to their flesh. So here is a battle between two supernatural powers. Which one was Adam and Eve going to follow? The first thing I want you to see is that God created us and He made us. And three things I see right here in the scripture. He made us to stay in His presence. We were not to move outside of God's presence. And when He created us and made us, He clothed us in His glory. He created us in His image. Psalm 104, verse 1 said that God Himself is clothed with what? Splendor, majesty. Some translations say it very clearly, with glory, reflected the image of God. And then the third thing, when God created us, He created us, why? To have fellowship with Him, to worship with Him. And so we were to protect man, Adam and Eve, were to protect God's creation. And so to enable man to do that for the purpose for which he was created, God instructed Adam what to do. So we see first God created, and now God instructs. And how does He instruct? Very specifically, very clearly. What was the instruction to Adam? He said, you can eat from the tree of any trees in this garden, but do not eat from the tree of good and evil. Then God, in His clarity, to protect us so that we can remain in His presence, remain clothed in glory, He tells us why. This is what you're to do, very specifically. And if you do not do what I have instructed you to do, what did He tell Adam? He said, you shall surely die. God gives a warning. What will happen if we do not follow Him? Why does God do that? It's for our protection. We may not can clearly see everything. Adam and Eve obviously did not clearly see everything, but they knew God created them. They knew God instructed them, and they knew that God warned them in that instruction. So by not following God, there would be consequences, so that they could decide, do I want to follow God or not? And what were the consequences that would happen? They would be removed from God's presence. And then they would become naked, because we see what happened. What happened to Adam and Eve when they did not follow God? They became aware that they were naked. How were they naked? God's glory had been removed from them. I mean, stripped off of them. As you go in at night and you take off your dress clothes and you put on your jammies. And what did God do? God did just as He said. Why? Because He is true and He is faithful to His word. They got themselves in a mess. Well, here comes along the enemy, the serpent, Satan himself. And what happened? They were deceived. They were promised benefits. Satan dangled in front of them. He said, you'll become wise. He said, you'll be like God. You'll have all of this. What were they doing? He was speaking to them contrary to God. But look what he did. He dangled a little bit of truth before them. You see, the enemy will come with deception to turn your face away from God so that you don't know which way to go. You become confused, and things may look good, and the figures may add up on paper, because the enemy will dangle a little bit of truth to get you to take the bite. What? To turn away from God. And so what happened? Adam and Eve, they knew specifically what to do, what not to do. And if they did not obey, they knew exactly what was going to happen. It was very clear. Here comes the enemy to deceive them, so they'll not obey God. And they took the bite because they were succumbed to the flesh. But here's the thing. Once they took the bite, could they undo what they had done? No, it was too late then. The consequences were now imposed upon them. The land around them now was cursed. The blessing, God's glory, had been lifted off of them, and the blessing had been removed. It was too late. Once their eyes were open to this, they saw the damage they had done. And it was worse than they imagined. And what happened? They so realized they now are running from God. They didn't want to be in God's presence. They were not comfortable to be in God's presence. Why? Because God's glory had been removed. Destruction had now invaded their life and invaded their land. And once they took the bite, they entered into a journey in life that brought pain, that brought suffering, that brought labor upon them. And all of this was so unnecessary because they took the bite of the enemy through the deception rather than follow the instructions from the heart of God. So, are you in the middle of making a decision? Are you confronted with something that you want to do, but you're wondering, is this the right thing to do? Or maybe you're listening to two opinions and you don't know how to act. See, the fruit may look good to the eyes. It may be very appealing to your senses, but is it good? Is it good for what you were created for? So go back and ask yourself. Remember that you were created for good. So ask, is this good? Remember, you were created for God. Does this line up? Would this please God? And you were created for glory. Would this strip me? Would this make me naked before God, void of glory? And step number two, what does God say about it? Go to the Word. Get the instruction from the Word of God. The instructions will say, do this or don't do that. Before you take the bite, get God's instructions. But also know, are there consequences? That it may be appealing to my flesh, but what God says is good doesn't make sense. It's not adding up on paper. What appears to the flesh, the numbers may be adding up on paper. But go to God's Word. What is God instructing, and what are the consequences? And then number three, is the enemy dangling truth in front of you to take the bite where there is some deception? What appears to be good? It's very logical. Remember, the enemy will always come with a sliver of truth in the bite. Find the sliver of truth, but also look to see, are there any worms crawling around in the fruit? That's the deception. And look for it and weigh the cost. Weigh the cost. And then choose, do I take the bite or do I not? And you choose before you take the bite. Because once you take the bite, it's done. It's done. So is the bite, will it all be good? Will it all be God? Will it all encompassing, bring God glory, then the bite may be good. But looking at the fruit, is there some deception commingled? Is there some destruction? Are there some consequences against God's Word commingled that seem so slight, that seem so vague, but yet it could lead to destruction? Why would you not want to take the bite? Because you desire good. See, God wanted Adam and Eve to desire good, to enjoy the good. Because you desire God's presence. Because you desire to live face to face with God. You desire to remain in fellowship with God. Because you desire not to walk around naked, but you desire to walk around clothed in God's glory. Now, not to promote yourself, not to exalt yourself, but so that others will see God. So that what you were created for, you were created for good. You were created to be in fellowship with God. You were created to remain in His presence. You were created to display the glory, to show others the image of God, to be the light. So before you take the bite, ask yourself these questions. You know, I want to encourage you, get out a paper and pen. And listen, this doesn't have to be a major decision that you're maybe toiling with. It could be a very simple decision, but make a profound impact on your life going forward. Or maybe someone else's life around you. So what do you do? Listen, I would encourage you that go back and remember, as the Holy Spirit speaks, why you were created. Write that out. And then write out, what is God speaking to me through this word? And write that out. And listen, I would say, write that out before you take the bite. Write that out before you begin to evaluate which way you're going to go. Write it out. Write it out quickly, too, what God's word says. Don't just read it. Write it out. Because sometimes what God's word instructs us to do may not make a lot of sense. So write that out. And then get a good look at the fruit. What fruit are you about to bite into? And look for the worms. Look for the things that would be detestable, that if you took the bite, that you wouldn't want any part of. You wouldn't want to swallow that. And then, purpose that you're going to line up and stay in God's presence. You're going to walk forward with what you were created to do. And then you know what's going to happen? That as you get this information, God's going to pour out grace on you. And as you make the decision that lines up with God's instructions, what God's told you to do, because you don't want to go against the Word of God, but you don't want to be out of the presence of God either. And you don't want to be out of the favor of God. And you know what? You stay in the blessings of God. Who doesn't want to live in the blessings of God? Well, I will tell you, there are choices to make. On decisions that we have to make, we got to know what God says about it. We many times get the opinion of friends and other people, but what does God's word say about it? What does God say? Write that out. And then choose. You know, the other thing, know why you're doing what you're doing. Know why you're making this decision. And then receive God's grace and walk in the blessings of God's presence. Just remember this and write this out. That your heart is you want God with you. Going forward, you want Him right by your side. How is it that God will stay right by your side? Right there with you. Giving you the blessings of God. It's when you follow the heart of God. And you do what you were created to do. And you enjoy the fellowship of God. You enjoy the presence of God. Thank you for listening to the Becoming His Vessel podcast. If you'd like to receive more resources that would help guide you in becoming His Vessel, I invite you to visit our website at www.hisvessel.org. If you'd like to connect with me directly, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me by calling 334-356-4478. And my prayer is that you would seek to love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your strength as you seek to become his vessel.